Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. This week we've been going through Philippians. We looked at first two podcasts, Philippians chapter 1. And today I just want to take a look at Philippians chapter 2. And again, this isn't some deep theological, exegetical, hermeneutical study on Philippians, but we're just kind of looking at what Paul said to the believers in Philippi and the principles, the truths that he expounds upon. And chapter 2 is awesome because it's really talking about humility. It's really talking about putting others' interests above your own. It's talking about Jesus being the light, and it's talking about how we can be light bearers, that God works in us. And a lot of Philippians chapter 2 has to do with our conduct, our attitude, which is important. And I just want to emphasize, this isn't some kind of like legalistic document that if you don't do this, you're going to get burned. This is going to be bad. You know, it's not some legalistic, be burdened kind of thing, but it is. Our conduct is like an outflow of what the Lord has done and worked in our hearts, right? And so we're not like striving to be a certain way. But as we're surrendering to the Lord, he makes us a certain way. But honestly, guys, I was just talking to my father-in-law the other day, and he was kind of like, we were just talking about, yeah, we forget everything. Like, he was just talking about how he was going through the Word, and he saw something he never saw before, just something simple. And he's like, wow, and it kind of just blew his mind. And he's like, it was amazing. And he was kind of like, Lord, why wasn't I shown this 30 years ago? But it just reminded me, like, we forget. It reminded me we forget. And so we need to be reminded. And I think that one of the things Paul was doing here in Philippians chapter 2 was reminding these guys that unity comes through humility. And if you have a Bible, it might say that in one of your headings there in chapter 2. But unity does. It comes through humility. And in this chapter, Paul really talks about putting others' interests above your own. Putting others' interests above your own. Now, I read this morning. Don't worry, I'm not reading while I'm driving. You know, some people asked about the last two episodes. No, I just kind of like read it and it's in my mind. And so I'm just sort of paraphrasing and talking a little bit about it. But putting others' interests above your own. And there's an acronym I've heard, and it's corny, but I really think it's true. The acronym is J-O-Y, joy, right? And this is the order of priorities. Number one, Jesus. Number two, others. And number three, yourself. So Jesus first, others next, yourself last. And when you put this order into place, the result will be joy. And I love that. And it's not like you're neglecting your own interests, right? You're still, you know, we innately think of ourselves. We naturally think of ourselves and what we need to do. And yes, put yourself together. Yes, take a shower. Yes, dress up for work. Put deodorant on. You know, do all that stuff. Yes, you know, that's a good thing. But don't look out just for your own interests. Also, look out for others. Look out for the interests of others. And that does take humility, right? It takes humility to focus on others, to be others-minded. And it's a constant reminder. It's a constant reminder. But one of the things Paul says, too, in chapter 2, and this goes along with really conduct, is do all things without complaining and disputing. And, you know, it's easier said than done, but it is possible. Do all things without disputing or complaining. Don't have a continual attitude of complaining and disputing. And it's like this. Some people read books and they only find what's wrong with it. Like, this is all wrong. Other people read books and they disregard what they disagree with and they focus on what they're blessed by. You know what I mean? So it's like those who complain about everything may be looking at things through the lens of disagreement, just wanting to start trouble. Don't be that person. Yet. We're not called to be troublemakers. We are called to be peacemakers, right? And so do all things without complaining or disputing. And if you find yourself having that attitude, I would just say catch yourself right there seek the Lord, and He'll give you the right attitude. You know what I mean? And so God is good at correcting in that way. I would just say, let the Lord correct you. You know, I want to let the Lord correct me. If I start to get a bad attitude, start to get frustrated or start to complain about things that I have no reason to complain about. And so Paul's reminding these guys of a lot of good things, you know, a lot of good truths. And he basically tells them, don't complain so you can become blameless and harmless children of God in this perverse generation holding the word of life. And so Paul goes on and he talks about his struggle again, but it's not in the context of complaining, which of course he just says, do all things without complaining, but it's in the context of faith. You know, I'm persecuted, I suffer for my faith, and that's okay. It's working out. I'm making a sacrifice, but it's working out for the gospel's sake. Awesome. And so he's not like, grieve with me because I'm in prison. He actually says in verse 18, rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. And then Paul goes on to talk about Timothy, you know, that he's going to come to them shortly, that he's going to care for you. And there's no need to worry. And that's the thing, man. There's people in your life who pour into you, who pray for you, who send you, you know, verses that are encouraging. Those are the people that you want to make sure you stay connected with. You know? Those who build you up in the faith, not break you down. Those who you can trust to share private things with, who you know won't judge you. Who you know are stronger in the faith and will lift you up when you're struggling, you know? And that was Timothy, right? The young pastor who Paul was, you know, discipling and encouraging. And so he's really talking Timothy up, like he's use you guys as a pastor, you know. And so he's going to be there. And I thank God for the spiritual leadership that I had, you know, that was in my life, the people that were stronger in the faith than me, you know, the pastors and Christians who prayed for me, who taught me, who discipled me. I will never forget that because it all led to my growth spiritually. But I think in order to grow spiritually, we have to be teachable, which requires humility. And I think the crux of this chapter really is, it is unity, but it's also, you know, in order to have unity, there must be humble hearts. Right? You can't be walk around thinking you know it all, or you're not going to be teachable. And then if you're not teachable, you're not going to grow because you think you know it all. I love our daughters. They're amazing. My six-year-old, though, she already thinks she knows it all. And we're trying to, because even things we just teach her, she's like, oh, I know. And we're constantly like, Hannah, you don't know. That's why we're telling you. We're teaching you right now. You don't know. And it may just be an expression or it may just be a thing that she says, but we're trying to show her, you don't know everything, right? None of us know everything, but you're learning. We're teaching you and you're going to know. And so we're trying to help her to have a response instead of I know to everything, to be like, okay. Like, we don't want to have that attitude where I know it all. I know. Yeah, I got it. Uh-huh. You may not have it. You're still learning. You're still a work in progress. I'm still a work in progress. And that's why I love in chapter 2 when he talks about God works in you to do, you know, his good pleasure. He's working in your heart. He's not done yet. And in order for God to work in your heart, we need to have willing hearts to be worked on. Right? Because if we're just fighting against all the time, then we ain't going to grow. We're not going to thrive. We're not going to learn. Because we're going to think we're at this place that we're not. And there's going to be spiritual immaturity there because of it. When God's like, just be willing and I'll work. Be willing to be worked on. Be willing to learn. be willing to even be humbled, and I will work on you. I love it. So here's Paul again from prison, Philippians chapter 2, encouraging these guys, you know, put the other person before you, focus on Jesus, shine your light, know that God is still working. Timothy is there for you. I love it. So encouraging. Book of joy. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.